Good morning, gentlemen. We are on Nun Tes Amud Beis, towards the top, discussing travels and various things that one has seen, and what is the bracha that one is supposed to make. We spoke yesterday about the Chidekel River, that one, if he sees it every 30 days, he makes a bracha on it. The Gemara today is questioning, how did it get the name? My Chidekel. What is considered Chidekel? Right, it's about 10 lines from the top over there. So, Amar Rav Ashi, Shemem of Chadin. Its waters are very sharp, right? That's got a very nice taste. Vikalin, and they're very light. They're easy to drink, and they don't weigh down the body. Right? I guess it was like the original bottled water. Mai Pras, Nahar Pras. So the Gemara says, Shemem of Parin V'Rabin. Rabin. That the waters, they become great, okay, and they don't need additional rain to become great again. It keeps piling up. The reason why the B'nai Mechuza, that they was the city of Rava, they were very sharp. Because they drank the waters of the Chidekel. And the reason why they're red is mishum de mishamshe b'yamama. It's because they sleep, they have relations by day. And therefore the children that are born are red like the red of day. And the reason why their eyes are very, move around is because mishum de dairi b'beis ofel, because they sleep in a dark house. They're very dark houses. Their eyes are always jumping from place to place, trying to focus and zoom in, so to speak. Okay, the Gemara then continues about rain. This is very interesting Gemara coming up. The Alak Shah meant to research this halacha, because I don't know if we make a bracha on rain anymore, but apparently on rain, they would make a bracha of Tova Meitiv. That's what the Mishnah says. The Alak Shamim HaTova Meitiv. Mivarech. On rain, one makes a bracha of Tova Meitiv. Ay, Vamri Bilbo, Vamri Leib Maslisa Tana, Mamis Varechen Alak Shamim. When does one make a bracha on rain? Bishiyotze Chasin Likras Kala. When the husband goes out to greet his young Kala. Which means as follows. When the rain hits the ground and bounces back up and greets the next drop. Right, it's got to be a significant rain. It can't just be a grain that pounds into the earth. Rather, a grain that hits the boards, rebounds back up, and then you have a connection between what we call the chasin and the kala. May mivarechin, what's the bracha that one makes on rain? Amar of Yehuda, zok tehelik of Yehuda, the following. Okay, not what we say in the Mishnah, but rather modem on, which is hatova meitz, but rather modem anachnu chal kol tipa v'tipa. We admit to you, we thank you for every single drop. Shehodar delanu, that you have brought down to us. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahachi, Rabbi Yochanan concluded in the following manner: Ilu pinu mali shira kayam. If we would sing the songs like the river, Ein anachnu mospikim lahoydos l'Hashem elokeinu, we wouldn't be able to suffice to thank you, Hashem. Ad shetishtachev, until we bow down. Baruch Hashto Hashem roiv hahodos. Blesses Hashem. Who would, we think what means at this time was given us most of our, we have mostly to thank him for. Says the Gemara, what? Rov ha'odos, v'lo chol ha'odos. We want to thank God for most of the things, not for everything. So Amrava says the following, no, you misinterpreted. Ema, rather what you have to say is conclude is Baruch HaTa Hashem ha'kel ha'odos, which means we have to thank Hashem for all of what has happened. It's not Rov, but Kel. Rav Papa says, Rav Papa Hilchach, therefore, because there are two ways to seal the bracha, whether it's this Moedim Anachnu Loch, or rather Ilu Finu Male Shira Kayam, Nemrinu L'Travaya, we must say both of them, Rov HaHodos, right? And one concludes with Baruch HaTa Hashem, Rov HaHodos V'Akel HaHodos, right? Then the implication is clear that we say Rov HaHodos, the bracha is on the so many, not on the majority of, but so many. You understand there's so many in the majority? If I say the majority, I mean there are things they don't have to thank Hashem for. That would be tragic. But if so many, I'm thanking you for so many things. What?
More now going to tomorrow.
Say again? I'm sorry.
Is more now going to tomorrow?
No. No. Anyway, it will not. It'll go later into different components of actions. So something along those lines. But it never uses that expression here. Okay, it talks about there is bad in good, but that's later. Anyway, says the Gemara the following. What's our kasha? Now, after we did all that, that was all by way of introduction. What's our kasha? The Mishnah says what brachah we make on rain. Tohu meitiv. The Gemara just said what brachah we make on rain. This meitiv, ilufinu malashira kayam, and then you say baruch atah Hashem kelodos rovodos. Let's do the opposite way around. So what brachah do you make? And for the Gemara, the Elakasha, you have a kasha. So the Gemara says, low kasha, no kasha. It all depends. Hadamasha Mishmo, one case, when we say the bracha of Tov Meitiv was when we heard about the good news. Ha, the modem, ilufinu male shira kayam, that bracha is bechaze michse, when you have actually seen the good news. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Hold the phone. Deshama mashma, when you hear about rain, right? Hayinu besoros tovus. That's when you hear good news. Usinan, and we learned in a Mishnah al besoros tovus omer baruch atova meitiv. You make a bracha of tova meitiv. So why does the Mishnah here need to spell out that if you hear about the rain, you make a bracha tova meitiv? Avada, that's true, but we knew that already. So that can't be what it's telling me in this Mishnah. Ella says the Gemara Yidividi Mechse Chazi. Both these brachas are made if you see the rain. But v'loy kasha hada'asaporta. What is when you saw a little bit of rain, right? That's when you make a bracha tov meitiv. V'hada'asatuva. And then the other one is when you see an enormous amount of rain. When you see an enormous amount of rain, that shifts the bracha to the ilupili malashira kayam. Ibayaseima. If you want, I'll tell you another distinction between the two. Both cases, whether you make a Tov Meitiv or the Modem Anachnu, those are both cases where you see a tremendous amount of rain. Veloi Kasha, there is no difficulty. Hada Isleara, Hada Leisleara. Well, one is if you have land, and one is when you don't have land. When you have land, you're much more excited, clearly, about the rain, because it impacts you directly. But Rav Yehuda Rav Yochanan said the bracha Modem Anachnu Lecha, that's when you have no land, and therefore you're thanking Hashem, but you're not saying a Tova Meitiv because you're not overly excited about the rain. Says the Gemara, wait a second, Yisleyar, if you have rain, HaTovu Meitiv Mivarech, if you make a bracha, if you have land, then you make a bracha Tova Meitiv, Ay, V'hatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Bonabai is Chodesh, you built a new home, the Konekelim Chodeshim, or you bought new Kalim, a new suit. Omer Baruch Shechiyan V'kimanu La'azmanazeh. Right. Shalom V'shalachem, but if it belongs to you and to other people, you make Omer HaTova Meitiv, you make a Baruch HaTova Meitiv. Aye. So if you own the land, Shkoyach, now what bracha should you make if you own land and it rains? What bracha should you make according to this? What? No? Shechiyanu. Because you own the land. Singularity. When you make a bracha of Tova Meitiv, that's if you own it with somebody else. But if you own it alone, that's a bracha of Shechiyanu. I told you the story when I bought my new house. I asked Rabbi Willie, what bracha should I make? A Shechiyanu? He says, no, you make a Tova Meitiv. Your family's going to live in there with you. So what do we do here?
What about your family?
Oh, Emphrat the Gemar Leikasha. Hadis Leishutfus, Hadalais Leishutfus. One case is the case you make a Tova Meitiv when you have a partner. And if you don't have a partner, you make a Shechiyanu. So look how your family's your partner. Says the Gemara, that's what you're saying, Oshazel. Yeah.
Let's say that you move into a new apartment, which isn't really
no.
a piece of
no, land. No. Own. Right. Own. You gotta own it. Gotta own it. Renting is nice, but the other guy's making money. Yeah. So the Gemara now brings a raya to this. V'hatanya, normally when you hay in front is a kasha, but here it's binichusa. Right? If you look at Rashi, it's very important to see those Rashis. Second wide line. The Ha Tanya, right away, Benichusa. You gotta look for that Benichusa because that changes what's going to happen coming up. We're not going to ask a Kasha, we're going to bring a Raya. The Ha Tanya, Kitsuro Shaldavar, the Klal his. Al Shaloi, on yours, you may call my Baruch Shechiyavna Kimanu. Al Shalovi, Al Shalchaveru. But if it's on you and your buddy, then you make a Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. You make a Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Okay, now the Gemara is going to question that principle. Says the Gemara V'cholecha Deleis Lelachrin of Adai, if there's nobody with him, Loi Mevaruch HaTov HaMeitiv, you don't make a Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. I, V'hatanya, notice here there's no Benichusa, so this is a Kasha this time, V'hatanya, same word. So you got to be very careful. Sometimes it's a Kasha, and sometimes it's a Raya. Most of the time it's a Kasha. V'hatanya, Amrulei, Yolde Ishto Zachar, if you heard that your wife had a baby boy. That's an interesting concept, right? Because today every husband's in the hospital room with their wife. But in the olden days, let's say men had to go out and get a job. That's it. You didn't take off that day. Somebody came, a messenger came. And by the way, you heard you had a boy. They say about Elchanan Washman. He was learning by the Chofetz Chaim. His wife had a baby. He said, how can I give up learning with the Chofetz Chaim? He got up. He made a tova mitzvah. He went right there back into Shas and Posk. Anyway, about time, the Zohar, right? So, Yal Deish the Zohar, Omei Baruch HaTova Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, right? So what's the kash here? Right? Even though it's only good for him, says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Dika Yishto Ba'adei. What do you mean? Of course it's for him and somebody else. He's got his wife with him. Dinechalei Bezocher, that even the wife is excited and ecstatic that it's a baby boy. Toshma, come in here. Mace Aviv V'hu Yorsho. Let's say your father, Rachman al-Salam, dies. And he is the inheritor. But Tchilo Me Baruch Dayan Emes. Initially you say Baruch Dayan Emes because you're very upset about your father's loss. Ulubasof. And in the end, Hu Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. He makes a bracha of Tov HaMeitiv. Oh, so there you see once again. It's your personal gain. Nobody else. So why do you make a Tov HaMeitiv? Answers the Gemara. Hasam Nami Dika Achei Dekayar Sebadei. No, here he has brothers who yarshin with him. So there are other people involved in the situation. Therefore you make a bracha of Tova Meitiv. Another right, Toshma. Shino Yain. Let's say you're making a bracha on wine. You traditionally make a Bore Priyagafen. But if they bring, right, if they bring him an additional wine that has a new taste, whether it's better or worse, Ein Sarach Levarech. You don't need to make an additional bracha Bore Priyagafen. But Shinoi Makom, if you switch from one home to another home, Sarach Levarech. You need to make a new bracha. Okay, v'amr b'yosef b'abba amr yochan afal pish amru shino yayin ain't sarach levarach. Even though we said if you change the wine, you don't need to be bracha. Aval, but omer baruch hatov hametiv. One does make a bracha on the second wine, not a bar pregaf and baruch hatov hametiv. Wait, we said you only make a tov hametiv when somebody else is involved in your happiness, and here there's nobody else involved. Answer the gemara incorrect. Hasam nami deika b'nei chabura deshasu b'hadei. Here you have another piece of the group. They are drinking with you. And since there are other people engaged in drinking with you, therefore what? You make a bracha. Tov umeitiv. Yeah. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Bona bayis chadosh v'kana kelim chadoshim. Let's say you built a new home, or you bought new clothing, you make a bracha. Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Now the Gemara is going to bring two lishonis. Two different ways of you would make a bracha. In what situation? Okay, so it would help you if you underline the words Rav Huna and the various Amoraim, because we're going to hack about them, and this will make you hold cup. Amar Rav Huna lo yishanu ela kishein lo kiyotzi behen. We only said you make a bracha of Shechianu on these new kelim when you have nothing similar. Aval yesh lo kiyotzi behen. But if you have other similar, ein sarach levarach, you do not need to make another bracha. Put in parentheses. How do you have them? Not because you bought them, but rather because you inherited them. Okay, that's important to note for the Gemara going weiter, because you'll see, have versus buy is different. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yeshlo, even if you have, meaning you got in a Yerusha Kiyotze Behen, similar to them, Sarach Levarach, you need to make another bracha. Okay, a bracha of Shechianu. Michlal Dichi. Now, that's the machlokas, the apparent machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. The seeming extrapolation is Michlal. Infer from here, we're now turning over to Amud Aleph. Dichi kana v'chazer v'kana. If you bought and then rebought, divrei akol, even according to Rav Yochanan, ein sarach levarach. So that's one understanding of this Gemara. If I was a good teacher, I would have punnet square up on the board, showing you according to each shita, which holds what. So basically, Rav Huna says you never make another bracha if you have it or if you bought it, and Rav Yochanan says only if you had it, you still make a bracha of Shechianu, but if you rebought it, you don't make a bracha of Shechianu. That's one way of learning. V'ika da'amri, and there are those who learn the Gemara in the following way. Amr Rav Huna lo yishanu, only make a bracha of Shechianu, ela shelo kana v'chazer v'kana. If you didn't buy it and then rebuy it. Aval kana v'chazer v'kana. If you bought and then rebought the same thing, second time, ein sarach levarach. You do not need to make a bracha. So here, Rav Huna is more mekel or machmer, depending how you want to look. But he says you do make a bracha if you had it and then bought it. But if you rebuy it, you don't. Comes along with Yochanan Amar Afilu Kana V'chazer V'kana, even if you bought and then rebought, Sarech Levarech. You have to make another bracha. Michlal, imply from here, Dechi Yeshlo, if he has, Divrei Hakol Tzarech Levarach. Everybody, according to the second lashon of the Gemara, would say even if you had it ready and then you bought it, you wouldn't make a bracha. That's even according to Rav Huna. Okay. Now, based on those two interpretations of our sugya, we're going to bring a brisa. Now remember, the brisa precedes what we just read was the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, which is the machlokas Amoraim. That means that the Amoraim must fit with what the Tanoim have already said. Because who came first? The chicken or the egg? The Tanoim or the Amoraim? The Tanoim. Givaldik. And therefore the Amoraim have to fit in. Possible, but not for now. May Sive Frek the Gemara Kasha. Bona Bayis Chodesh. Let's say he built a new home. Ve'ein lo. Kayot, he has nothing like that. So, or Kona Kelim Chadoshim. He bought new clothing. New vessels, the Ainla, we didn't have. Okay? Kayotze Bahem, or similar to that, Sarach Levarach, he has to make a bracha Shechianu. Everybody's good so far. Yesh lo Kayotze, but if he has some Kalim that are similar, Ain Sarach Levarach, he does not need to make a bracha again. That is Divrei Rabbi Meir, underline Rabbi Meir. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Stark. Rabbi Meir is klar. That what? If you have already, no new bracha. Doesn't matter how you got it. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, the Heilig Rabbi Yehuda, who's also a Tana, and Omer, Ben Kach u Ben Kach, either way, Tzorech Levarech. One needs to make another bracha, meaning even if you had it already, you still need to make another bracha. Now, we're going to try to align the Shitos. Bishlam alalish nekama, the first Lashon we read fits in beautifully with this machloka. The machloka is the way we interpret initially Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, fits in very nicely with Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. How so? Rav Huna, the first opinion of Rav Huna, who says you do not make a bracha on something you have already, a shechianu, he holds like Rav Meir in this brayt that we just read. They are aligned beautifully. If Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda, who say you do make a bracha if you had it already, that but not if you bought it already, that is aligned beautifully with the shita of Rav Yehuda. Elish nebasra, but according to the second lashon, so bishlam Rav Huna, I understand Rav Huna, who in our second lashon says you make a bracha if you had it already, but not if you rebought it. That fits in beautifully to Rav Yehuda, like the second opinion in the brisa, Rav Yehuda, who says you make a bracha shechianu if you bought something you had already, but not if you rebought it. El Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Rabbi Yochanan, who says in the second lashon, even if you're rebuying it, you have to make a shechianu. De Amar Lo Kiman, who is he like? Lo Rabbi Meir, Lo Rabbi Yehuda. He's not aligned with any of the shitas of the Tanoim, because none of them say if you rebuy it, well, you have to make a shechianu. So Amar Lacha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're wrong. When our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you had it already, have to make